Isn't that the truth? Had none. Well, Mike Monaco is in the studio with us. Chuck Gowdy, the Emmy Award-winning investigative journalist, a man who's who has basically chased all the bad guys you could possibly imagine down a street.
Out of Chicago.
Yeah.
They're gone.
Well.
I don't know if he's done his work yet.
Yeah, it doesn't appear that I've been too successful, if that's the gauge.
Yeah, that's true. But Chuck Gowdy from ABC7 is here, and we're going to discuss El Chapo, because El Chapo might be the newest citizen of Chicago, might be joining us here. A Mexican judge, which means something different to Donald Trump than it does in the context of this sentence, mm-hmm. is just today said, yes, he can get extradited to the United States. We'll let him go. He is staying currently in what is considered, Chuck, to be the worst prison in Mexico. Do I have that right?
Well no, not the worst, the least secure.
Oh, gosh.
Ouch.
That is the worst situation.
Didn't they just move him there?
Yeah, over the weekend, right, Chuck?
Yeah, they moved him on Saturday, and they've had to bring in all sorts of extra security to ring the prison just to make sure he doesn't escape again.
But bringing him so close to the U.S., because he's in Juarez, right, at the Mexican-U.S. border.
Exactly.
It's indicating to a lot of folks that, what, he could eventually, will eventually end up in the U.S.?
I mean, that's what people who read the tea leaves are saying. I mean, others are saying it really doesn't matter what prison he's in Mexico. I mean, it's going to be a plane ride anyway to the U.S., so it doesn't matter a whole lot. But people have kind of looked at this and said they've moved him 15 miles from the American border because it'll be just a quick hop over to the to El Paso, where then he can come to either Chicago or Brooklyn, New York.
He could take a cab. They just jump in a cab and go across the
border. It's a long ride, but you know what? But he gets to see these states, which is nice.
Exactly.
Now, what's interesting about this is that he would have to be picked up by a fairly secured American force, right? Would they take? Who would take? Where would the Americans take possession of him? In Mexico or on the border?
That's a good question. I presume that there would be some kind of handover and that the Americans would want to take custody of him in Mexico as quickly as possible just to avoid any problems. I mean,
confusion would
really
be the word I would use.
That'll be the last time, that his counterparts in Mexico will conceivably be able to break him out, as they've done successfully on a couple of other occasions.
I think, you know what I have? I have written the movie script in my head already in the last 5 minutes.
Let's hear it.
That they arrive, the delegation that takes them away is a bunch of American Chevy products, black with lights and the whole thing. And they pull up and they get a guy's just like one of those Ocean's movies where they arrive and they break them out of jail. And it turns out it's really the cartel that did it. Right. They hire American actors, mm-hmm. People who would look familiar to me, look like FBI agents and stuff like that. All right. We're here to take them. Joaquin Guzman. Juan El Chapo Guzman. Is that you, sir?
The goal is that he doesn't ever escape, because how many times has he escaped? Is it twice now, or how many times?
It's twice.
Okay.
That we know of. Maybe he's escaped and has come back in, and nobody even knew it.
All right. Now, do you think, Michael Monaco, do you believe that El Chapo is more likely to go to Chicago or New York?
They prosecuted him in both places. There's a group in Chicago that prosecuted him, the U.S. Attorney's Office here. And they went after a bunch of folks who worked with him.
In absentia, right? They prosecuted him in absentia.
Part of the same cartel. But the Attorney General of the United States will probably make that decision. And Loretta Lynch used to prosecute in Brooklyn. And so Brooklyn is up as another potential site.
Why Brooklyn and not the Southern District of New York and Manhattan?
Because he was prosecuted in Brooklyn. And because the Attorney General of the United States is from there.
Yeah, he's under indictment in Brooklyn. It just happened to be that district that got the case. I mean, that's where the evidence was, and that's where they were indicted. But the strongest case is here in Chicago. Because they have these two brothers who flipped on El Chapo and made undercover recordings of conversations with him. They don't have that in Brooklyn. They've got that in the case in Chicago. And so many legal experts see this case here as being the strongest case. Although in typical fashion, some news organizations on the East Coast are just presuming that it's going to be Brooklyn.
Right, I saw that. If he came to Chicago, would he be held at the Federal Correctional Facility, which is that same place that guys tied the bed sheets together and escaped out the window?
Right. Excellent
that,
idea.
That Federal
Don't mention that. Anna, stop mentioning that.
You know what El Chapo calls
He's
that?
He's going to hear that.
El Chapo, the amateurs.
Yeah, exactly.
What? Oh, they yeah, also, I think go somebody, there.
Didn't somebody
and
also
they,
try to?
They have that fixed down there now. They use satin sheets.
I think somebody
so you
else
get out faster.
I think somebody else tried to take a helicopter into it. I think on top,
off the top. There's didn't, a and,
but
on
those
the roof.
Guys
they
made
didn't
it.
Make it.
A basketball court on the roof.
Yeah,
right?
There's a basketball court. Well, maybe he'll be playing basketball.
I play a lot of 3-on-3 up there.
Oh God!
I don't know. So it'll be interesting. I think mostly those decisions are made for political reasons, where they want the case tried, not because of. Where the most evidence is, because I'm sure if they indicted him in Brooklyn, they feel they've got a good case in Brooklyn.
They do feel that, and as you say, Mike, with the Attorney General having been from there, I think she would like to throw a bone to the people she used to work with, and this certainly would be that. It would get international attention for a long period of time if it were to go to trial.
Yeah, and I'm not sure. Do you want the case in Chicago, Roe? Do you want that case here? I don't think so.
No. I said earlier.
It's risky.
This is the inversion of the Olympics, right? Yeah. So one thing you don't want to come here.
We don't have the Olympics, but we do have El Chapo.
Yes. Yeah. I'm not looking forward to that.
But we don't have Zika either. That's good too.
Not yet. But this is going to be a situation that the U.S. This comes down to all of these things that happen here, mm-hmm. whether it's when they were going to move Khalid Sheikh Mohammed up here out of Guantanamo, right? The mastermind behind September 11th that they picked up in Pakistan in 2002 or 2003. They want to bring him up to Manhattan and try him there. Right. And in the same courtroom, I think that they did the blind cleric, the first attempt on the World Trade Center. And it just doesn't seem to me like that's the best thing you want to have happen, because that makes you a target of all, these well-financed groups that are intending to either make a statement or get their guy out. Now, what is interesting about the El Chapo case is, these are not fanatics, right? These are people who have a job at hand to build a tunnel.
I'm not sure which is the worst, creates more risk, though.
Yeah. But I'll tell you what's interesting, though, is that, we do have that old tunnel system that flooded below. So there's already.
That's right.
There's the infrastructure in place for something to happen.
They may have to wear some scuba gear. But
some of that stuff's still sort of flooded, as I seem to recall the captain.
But I guess, Chuck, what do you make of this sudden move to a U.S. border prison that you say is one of the worst, if not the worst, in terms of security in Mexico over the weekend like that? Does that appear that he is poised to come to the U.S.? Is that the best explanation?
Well, the Mexican officials are now saying that this was part of a pre-planned prisoner movement, and that other people were moved as well. It's that they do this from time to time there. It is a little bit odd that 2 days after he's moved to a new prison 15 miles from the U.S. border, there would be the judge who says, yes, extradition can move forward. Now, that said, it's still not an overnight occurrence. It has to be approved by a panel now of judges in Mexico. That's going to take another 20 days. El Chapo's attorneys have already said that they are very likely to oppose extradition in its current form. They want him to be guaranteed a bed in a medium security prison in the United States.
No, that's not going to happen.
What they're saying. And
that is not going to happen.
Right. A medium security, you mean like those prison camps that the politicians go to?
Well, not a prison camp, but something, but not the supermax, which is where he'd probably end up in Colorado. They want him at a less secure facility. Since when do people get to call those shots?
I don't know. That's so weird.
Yeah.
If we're coming to the United States, here's what we need.
Yeah.
He's right. He's not Mick Jagger. He doesn't get to call that. And as Michael will tell you, this, Chuck, but Mike will tell you, after the conviction, there's a sentencing report, the judge sentences, and then the Bureau of Prisons takes over. And the Bureau of Prisons, that they make their own decision about it. They are in custody of the detainee, and there's just no it's just what it is, and they're not and they're pretty tough, aren't they?
It is reassuring and a little suspicious that you know so much about this, Roe.
It is, yeah. I often wonder
as I like to say this, only mm-hmm. from Mike's clients.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So now they do the bureau will make the decision, and obviously the Department of Justice officials may play a role in deciding where he's going, but they will decide. The Bureau of Prisons will officially make this.
Yeah, they're not going to go, you know, oh, that's right, El Chapo.
Exactly.
Although, imagine, you know, Chuck, imagine the cash that's going to flow in this deal. Because they've been doing this in Mexico for decades now, and they figure this is how it works everywhere in the world. It does in most parts of the world, and it certainly does in Chicago, you know, but... But I think if they're going to try to hand, you know, briefcases full of cash to the guy who runs the Bureau of Prisons, it's not going to work out for him.
No.
Probably not.
No.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to work. Not the same way it would in Mexico. Let's put it that way. All right. Thank you, Chuck. I know you're going to do this for ABC 7 coming up in just a few minutes, right?
We will. We've got some video in of this prison so you can see for yourself what it looks like down there where he's being held.
All right. Thank you, Chuck. Appreciate
Thanks,
it.
See you, Chuck.
All right. And we always suggest you just TiVo that and then continue to listen to us until 7 o'clock. And then we'll come back and do that. So it's very interesting.